Welcome to the Lifehouse Church podcast. More information about Lifehouse and Pastors Richard and Helen Kabakian can be found at lifehouse.com.au. We hope you enjoy the following message.
The reality is that God wants to bring good things to this earth, but He's going to do it through you and me. God wants to bring hope. God wants to lift oppression. God wants to heal broken hearts, heal broken bones, but the way God works is through you and I. Well, I remember listening to another preacher, and his story was he was just catching the bus. I know, funny that it's all about public transport tomorrow. I don't know what's going on. If you catch a train tomorrow morning, revival's going to break out, I'm telling you. Start praying, see what happens. But anyway, this preacher's on the bus, and he was just minding his own business, didn't want to do much, wasn't really in the mood or in the mode. But then a guy came and sat next to him and just started talking to him about life and so on and so forth. And he got telling this story that he just started talking to this guy, didn't even think anything of it, but then God spoke to him and at that moment and said, I'm about to use you. Get ready. This preacher talks about how he wasn't ready, but he heard God speak that. And he started talking to this guy, started opening up, telling him his whole life story. This guy ends up breaking down, giving his life to Jesus, you know, fully crazy stories like God using people. And it just kept me fired up, kept me going, just saying, God, you have to use me. God, I want you. God, I need you to use me. See, Jesus is building his kingdom on earth. Jesus is building his kingdom and seeing heaven come to earth, but it's through you and I. It's through you and I. The stark reality is, and it sounds scary, but God uses people to get his job done. That's right. God uses people. Let me read this to you. Ephesians 2:10 says this. For we are his workmanship. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I want to read that again. I'm sorry. I'm going to reread that. For we are his workmanship. God has created us for a purpose. God has created us to use, created in Christ Jesus for good works. How awesome is that? How incredible is that? Your life has meaning. Your life has purpose, which God prepared before you were even born, before you even took your first breath, that we should walk in them. And as I'm hearing these stories, as I'm getting motivated, I'm saying, God, just use me. Just use this humble life, ready to be used by God to make a difference, to do good things on this earth. You know, often it's not something so radical, like broken bones being healed or people falling on their knees and asking. Sometimes it's just encouraging someone else. Sometimes just lifting someone's spirits. But day in, day out, God is using you. If you're willing, God is using you to do his good. You know, often I'll just get a thought in my head where God will say, just text that person. Just give that person a call. Just shoot that person a Facebook. And 9 times out of 10, that person's response is, I needed that so much. You do not know how much just that simple text message means. And it's not about me at all. It's all about God. God and his power. God and his love for people just using me to do his work. God's bringing hope. God's saving souls. God's healing bodies. God's building his kingdom. And we are his workmanship. It's through you and I. Come on. No matter who you are or what you do, as a believer, God wants to use you to build his kingdom. You know, the good thing is that God is looking. God is looking for mankind. It's crazy because he created the whole world. He's so powerful. He knows everything. Yet he's still reliant on you and I. He still relies on us to get his work done on earth. Done. That's quite incredible. And I hope that motivates you because in the grand scheme of life and creation and everything that goes on, God cares about you so much. God needs you so much to get involved in building his kingdom. It's so powerful. I mean, really, God, you want to use me? It's almost like, are you sure? I mean, I'm pretty sure you could do it on your own. You created me after all. You know everything. You know every heart's desire. You know every cry out. But if you can just get to grasp that this morning, that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God himself wants to use you every day, day in, day out. It's so powerful. Let me tell you a little bit about the sport, American football. Also known as gridiron, also known as NFL, whatever you want to call it. Let me tell you how it works. There's this guy, the quarterback. Everyone say quarterback. Everyone say QB. It's usually the guy with long blonde hair. Just like mine. And usually the high school jock, this is very, very American here. It's quite different in Australia, but in the movies, the jock, the one that gets the girl, gets the head cheerleader. The quarterback's the franchise player, where they spend all their money. The quarterback gets the ball, and you'll see if you've watched it, the big guy, who this is really all he's good for, let's be honest, gets the ball, height, or height, throws the ball behind that, and then the quarterback gets it. Quarterback then spans the field for someone that he wants to hit. Someone he wants to throw the ball to. Someone he wants to get involved. Someone he wants to use in his game plan. And that quarterback, when he gets that ball, he's got some things he's looking for. He's got some things he sees in a receiver where he wants to throw the ball. The point I want to make is that God is so like a quarterback. I mean, not the long blonde hair. I mean, not the high school cheerleader girlfriend, nothing like that. But you see, God's got the ball in his hand. And he's waiting for someone to throw the ball to. He's waiting to get someone, to use someone on this earth to build his kingdom, to change lives, to make things happen. But there are a few things he's looking for. The quarterback's smart with who he throws the ball to. The quarterback has to make decisions. The quarterback has to be careful who he's going to throw the ball to and get in the game. See, God's got the ball in his hand right now and he's looking for someone to throw it to. Question I want to ask you, is he going to give you the ball? It almost sounds a little bit mean, but God's only going to use you if you want to be used. I mean, yeah, come on. Give the Lord some praise. The reality of the gospel is that Jesus loves you. He died on the cross to save you of your sins, forgive you all by grace. But the reality is, if you want to be used by God, you have to ask for that. You have to expect that. You have to get ready for God to use you. Otherwise, he won't. And let me tell you some things a quarterback's looking for. Number one, if you're taking notes, number one, the quarterback looks for someone who's open. Yeah. For God to use you, you've got to get open. Because the reality is, if you're not open, that quarterback's not throwing you the ball. That quarterback's not throwing you the ball. God, I'm open. Hit me up. God, I'm here. Use me. God, I'm willing. God, I'm ready. God, I'm passionately excited about you using me to build your kingdom. God, I'm here. You know, it's like that ad many years back. Now, some of this generation might even remember, but that ad, it's like, kick it to me, kick it to me. You guys remember that one? And the volleyball's going all around Australia? Yeah. Weet-Bix, maybe? Weet-Bix, yeah? And there's people over saying, kick it to me, kick it to me. And it's a beautiful illustration of how you need to respond to God in your daily prayers, in your hunger for him. God, kick it to me. God, throw it to me. God, I'm open, use me. God, in my everyday life, whether it's something radical or whether it's something small, God, I'm open. God, I want to be used. God, get me in the game. We need to be able to look God in the eye and say to God, use me. I'm open. Make eye contact with the quarterback and say, hit me up, bro. I'm ready to receive. You know, when I look for a leader, a youth leadership or young adults or wherever, I look for someone that just wants to be used. The number one priority in a leader is not that they're good looking, not that they've got it all together, not that they're the most popular. It's that they just want to be used by God. They're just so passionate, excited, ready to be used by God. That's what I look for in a leader. That's what I look for, someone who's ready to be used. You'd think it's a whole array of things, but really it comes down to, do you want to get involved? Do you want to be used? Do you want God to use your life? Same with God. He doesn't look on outward appearance. He doesn't look for people who've necessarily got it all together. He just looks for someone who's open, willing, and ready to be used. Let me read this to you, 1 Samuel 16:7. It says this, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For the Lord, he looks. Let me repeat that. For the Lord looks for someone to throw the ball to. Yeah. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And at the heart of hearts, what God's looking for to use people is just an open heart. God, I may not have much. God, I may not even know exactly what I'm doing. God, I've only been a Christian for 6 months, but could you use me? God, would you use me? And you just watch what God does through your life. I want to encourage you right now, no matter who you are or what you do, God is wanting to use you in your everyday life to see some crazy stuff happen for His glory. Amen? Amen. You know what? The thing is, God needs you to be open. God is reliant on you. God needs you to be open to do His will on earth. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that prayer, and then God says, awesome. I love you. You've prayed that prayer. Your will be done. Help me do it. Yeah. Make sense? Yeah. God, your will be done. I'm going to help you do it. It's so powerful. Right. You know, God has a world to change. Yeah. God has a world to change. There's no denying that. God is always on the move. God's always changing lives. God's always doing good, but it's through you and I. Whether it's in university, whether it's your workplace, whether it's at high school, God is looking for people to use every single day to make a difference, to change this world. You know, we've got some fired up teenagers in this church. And there's one kid in our church that just said, in his high school, which is probably, you think your workplace is a tough environment to open up about your faith. The schoolyard's 10 times tougher. 100%. 10 times tougher to open up about your faith. You know, this teenager that's just in a semi-rough school, just continually, every day, God, just use me. Opening up about his faith, talking to his friends, copping a beating every now and then for sharing his faith. But he keeps doing it, and we've seen such good results. God is just bringing more and more kids to youth. More and more lives are changing. More and more things are being done. All because his teenager just wants to get to work every single day. Nothing special about him. Nothing extraordinary. You know what the thing is? He's just open. God, use me. You know, my workplace is here. I work for Lifehouse Church. That's my job Monday to Friday. So, yeah, God uses me every single day. But something that Derek and I even love doing is when a delivery guy comes by. Come on, bro. Great, great. TNT or Star Trek or wherever it is, and it's daily. Comes to deliver some stuff, and Derek and I are just like... I mean, God uses us every day, but then... there are some days where we're just like, all right, God, come on, what are you doing here? Let's do something. And they always ask, what is this place? Is this a church? And then we just get to open up to these delivery guys and just talk to them about the Lord. And it's nothing too crazy. It's not like we're laying hands on them and praying and judging them. We're just saying, yeah, it's a church, man. Every single Sunday, heaps of people come. It's so awesome. You're obviously more than welcome. And bang, I mean, one guy who was delivering, I think it might have been... milk or something. Derek's had like this half an hour chat with him. Like 45 minutes. But the guy didn't want to leave. But the reality is Derek just said, God, use me. God, use me in his workplace, at your university, in high school, at the gym, wherever you are, no matter what it looks like, every single day. Come on. God's a quarterback looking for some people to throw the ball to. Come on. Quarterback doesn't care who's receiving. The star player, the rookie, the guy that's just spinning the game, God, quarterback's just looking for the receiver. Whoever's open. Don't have to have it all together. You know what the other option is? You're on the sidelines. You're either in the game, ready for God to use, ready for the quarterback to hit you up, or you're on the sidelines. And you're not going to get, I'm not going to judge you for that. No one's going to get upset with you, but at the end of the day, it's so incredible that God wants to use you. Don't sit on the sidelines. God needs you in the game. God doesn't need Christians, believers, sitting on the sidelines, out of the game, not being used. He's got such a plan, such a purpose, such a kingdom, so much hope to bring. God needs everybody in the game, in action, ready to go. Awesome. Second thing is this. Quarterback looks for a moving target. Everybody say moving. Everybody say target. Quarterback looks for a receiver who's on the move. The reality is if the quarterback gets that ball and throws it to someone, yeah, they might be able to catch it, but then along comes a tackle. Yeah. Whereas if the quarterback sees a moving player, catches it on the run, tucks it under his arm, and off he goes. God is looking for a movie target. God rarely throws to a stationary player. He's attracted. His eyes light up when he sees people moving, sees people getting involved, sees people that are open but are looking, that are ready, that are excited, that are on their toes, ready for God to do something every single day. We need to be willing, but also on the move. No point saying to God, I'm open, and then just standing there waiting. Just like a sitting duck. Come on, let's get open, but let's get on the move. Let's get to where God can use us. There's a story in the Bible that most of us will be familiar with. If you're not, I'll explain it to you. It's where Peter walked on water. It's a pretty classic story, even if you haven't grown up in church. You may have heard of it. And I love it because the fact is that Peter actually had to get out of the boat to walk on water. And I think being in the boat, he was with Jesus. Jesus knew he was a disciple. Jesus knew he wanted to use, that Peter wanted to be used. Peter was open. But then the reality is when Peter walked on water, if he hadn't gotten out of that boat and got moving, he would have never walked on water. He would have never, ever walked on water and done something incredible that you and I have never done. I mean, I try from time to time. It doesn't work. But Peter's faith was built up that day. The disciples' faith was built up that day. They had so much faith in God that day, all because Jesus said, come. Yeah. And Peter said, all right, I'm going. Yeah. Peter got moving. Yeah, so Peter jumped out of that boat and started walking towards what God had for him. Yeah. Such a powerful, powerful story. You know, I got a friend. I love this dear friend. And, you know, this dear friend of mine. And I say it to his face. There's no dramas. But he's always talking about how he wants to be used by God. And the saying kind of comes into play, talk the talk, but you're not walking the walk. Always saying, yeah, I want to be used by God, and always listening to podcasts and always posting scriptures, but he won't join a team. He won't get involved. He won't put himself in an environment where God forbid him. I keep telling him, bro, all that stuff's great. Keep reading God's word. Keep worshiping. Keep that. But you've got to get in the game. You've got to get into a place, an environment, an attitude where God can use you. Hey, man, it's all good you're listening to the podcast, but are you speaking to anybody about Jesus? It's all good you're doing this, but are you helping any teenagers? Yeah, a leader, you know what I mean? And again, I love this dear friend, and I'm not paying him out, but that's the kind of attitude that God will see, but God just, oh yeah, that's, find someone else. See, God has such a kingdom to build on earth. He's looking for people that are open and ready. My mate's open, but he's not necessarily moving. But now he is, come on. See, my goal wasn't just to preach. My goal from day one wasn't to get up here and preach God's word and preach to teenagers most Friday nights. I didn't have a goal. I just wanted God to use me. And I praise God, and it's all glory to God that I get to do this, and I love it. But it all started with, hey, God, just use me. And then it kept going by me just getting involved, coming to church every week, just serving on a Sunday, just being a part of things, putting my hand up to vacuum when I had to vacuum. Putting my hand up to mop the stage, doing whatever it took. I didn't have a grand plan, God, I want to preach one day. Maybe I had that dream, but it all started by God, just use me. Whatever you need, wherever I go, if it ends up there, it's awesome. But God, I just need you to use me. We've got to get in environments where God can use us. Yeah, that's a good one. We need to get in environments where God can use us, and He will. If you're at church on Sunday, God can use you so much. You know, imagine if every single person had an attitude when they came to church on a Sunday that it wasn't about them, it was about others. If every single person had that attitude, Sundays would continue to fly, would continue to be awesome. How can I be used by God today? What can I do to help? Which new person can I talk to? Whose hand can I shake to make them feel welcome? Get in an environment like the house of God, and God will use you, I guarantee you. Join a team. Join a team. Get involved. You want to heal the sick? Join the prayer team. God, I want to lay hands on people, and I want bones to be healed, and I want cancer to be gone. Then you don't do anything about it. That's a great prayer, but you've got to get involved. Join the prayer team. Maybe pray for people at uni or wherever you can. You got to get moving. Get in that environment. You want to heal the sick? Pray. Set a godly example. When people ask you about your faith, say, yeah, I went to church. Hey, what'd you do on the weekend? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, not much. Don't freak out. Stand up and say, yeah, come on. I'm ready, God. Use me right now. Yeah, I went to church. And it was awesome. It's just as simple as that. Open up conversations. God will use you every single day. Get on the move in the foyer. Welcome some people. Get down to the hub on Tuesday nights. Get in environments where God can use you. Get moving. You know what other environment? A heart environment as well. Not necessarily just a physical environment where you are, but get your heart with an attitude, with an environment, a little bit of faith involved where God can use you. Because I tell you what, if your heart's ticking every single day and you're looking for a place where God can use you, He will use you hands down. You know, this year, I went back to playing footy and I was contemplating whether I wanted to go back or not. And one of my issues was footy club culture is so terrible. I'll just be frank with you guys. It's pretty disgusting. It's, you know, a great bunch of guys, but stuff they talk about, stuff they get up to, footy trips, just horrible. And part of me was like, yeah, I really want to play footy, but I don't really want to be involved in all that. Every single training, every single game time. But at that moment, God just spoke to me and said, I need you in that environment, David. Yeah. David Aaron Lambert. I need you in that environment to make a difference. I need some light shed. You're right. It's not godly. It's not the greatest. But if you're going to back away for an opportunity for me to use you, you know, I'm not going to throw you the ball. I'm not going to be able to use you. Get in an environment where God can use you. You know, I have to answer the guy. So what do you do for work, Dave? I'm actually a pastor of a church. Then we get to have some crazy conversations. But I know God is using me bit by bit. I gave a phone call to a couple, two young children. I said, hey, I'm looking for some people to get involved in young adults ministry. Do you want to be involved? They got two young kids. They both work. They had every right to say, no, we're good. No, we're a bit busy. No, we can't really get involved. But I thank God their response was, yep, we're in. Yep, we want God to use us. Yep, whatever it takes to get it done. Use us. Get involved. Get in an environment. Day in, day out, look for the ball. Because like I said, you don't want to get a falcon on the head. Day in, day out, God's got an opportunity to use you. This is a good one. Point number three. Everyone say point three. Three. Quarterback's looking for someone in the end zone. Does everyone know what the end zone is? Nobody knows what the end zone is. Everyone knows what a touchdown is? Yeah. Touchdown, Mud Dogs. All right, let me explain it to you. The end zone is how they score. So if the quarterback has the ball and he throws it to a receiver, there's a 100-yard field roughly. The last 10 yards is how you score. So if you catch the ball and you're in the end zone, you score a touchdown, which is awesome. So when the quarterback's looking for someone, not only is he looking for someone open, not only is he looking for someone on the move, but he's looking for someone in the end zone. Because if he throws the ball and the person catches it in the end zone, it's a touchdown. It's the whole reason why they play football. And I want to tell you right now, God is looking for people who are in the end zone. Does anyone know where I'm going with this? God is looking for people to get into the faith zone. God is looking for people who've got so much faith. You know what? Maybe not even so much faith, just little faith. Because that's what God used. Hebrews 11:6 says this, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible for God to use you. And so as that quarterback looks, as God looks for someone to throw it to, for someone to use, for someone to get involved in building His kingdom, He looks for someone who's in the faith zone. The alternative is that you're in the comfort zone, which is a dangerous place to be in your faith. A dangerous place to be. The comfort zone. Take a step of faith. God, I want you to use me. God's going to say, get ready to take a step of faith. Start a conversation you wouldn't normally. Reach out and invite someone. Pray a dangerous prayer in the morning. Like, God, use me. God, I pray for that friend. God, help me open up. God, get me involved. Use me somehow. God is looking for people in the faith zone and not in their comfort zone. What I want to encourage you today, we're going to have a moment of reflection in 5 minutes or so, but I want to get us out of the comfort zone, especially going into 2017. God has got such a year for you and I. For you individually, for me, for this church, God's got a massive year, but he needs people in the faith zone. He needs people to get up and about, out of the comfort zone, out of the comfort of their chair, and into that end zone, into the faith zone where God can use you. Do something you wouldn't normally do that makes you nervous. Nobody likes nerves, do they? Do something that makes you nervous, because that's when God is going to use you the most. That is when God's going to use you the most. You know, I went to the UK 6 months ago, and I got family over there and reconnected with my dad and all his side of the family. And after 10, 12 years of not seeing him or that family, it's quite a moment. It's like, are we going to get along? What are we going to talk about? What's happening? You know, I was kind of like a bit of unknown territory. And so we went and did that, but I really had it on my heart because obviously they live overseas. I'm not going to see them that often to talk to them about the love of Jesus. And in my mind, I just wanted to get back into relationship, reconnect, but then God's telling me, nah, tell them about Jesus. Tell them about how much he loves them. They don't have a faith. They don't really believe. And so I'm just like, are you sure? Oh, come on, God. Can't I just kick back? I'm on holidays. Can't I just, you know? But God was saying, nah, come on, tell them about Jesus. Talk to them about your faith. I had to do something that I was nervous about. And you guys might think, oh, but you're a preacher. You should be all right with that stuff. It's the same for me as it is for you. And I was like, oh, God, just kept speaking to me about it. And so, you know, started opening up and had the opportunity to even invite them to a church service like this. And it was pretty crazy because the whole time, you know, in church, I just kept looking over. My brother was there as well. And we're just looking over. Are they enjoying it? What are they going to think? What's happening? What are they looking like? But it was an opportunity for God to use me. And it wouldn't have happened if I didn't have faith. And it wouldn't have happened if I had got over my nerves and said, God, throw me the ball. God, I'm in the end zone. God, use me. You know, I was a part of a life group last year, a couple years back. And teenage, young adult boys, we fasted for a young man who had cancer. How incredible is that? There was about 20 of us. We went on a 3-day fast, no food, hungry, young adult boys, fasted for one of our mates that had cancer. That's getting in an environment where God can use you. Getting into a life group where a group of people just want to see God do something, God use them. And we fasted and we prayed. And thank God, that boy's cancer-free now. Cancer-free now. And all glory to God. We can all say that God used us, man. And we're excited about it. We're pumped up about it. That just from our everyday life, just people like us, we got out of our comfort zone. We stepped out in faith and God used us so radically, and it's the same for you. God has that same opportunity day in, day out for you and I. John 14:12 says this. Now this is Jesus speaking. I really want you to grasp this. It says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, all you got to do is believe in Jesus. The works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do because I go to my Father. We're understanding that. That's Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, all the power in the world. It says, those who believe in me will do greater works than me. That's got to give us a bit of confidence here today that God's going to use you. Jesus himself said, hey, men and women, Lifehouse Church, boys and girls, the stuff that I did, you're going to do greater. Jesus brought hope. Jesus healed the sick. Jesus encouraged. Jesus inspired. You and I are called to do greater than he ever did. We just got to step out of the boat. We just got to get ready for God to use us in our everyday life. Story of David and Goliath. David just said, I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to have a crack. The odds don't look good. It doesn't seem like it's going to work out. That person's so against God, I'm not even going to mention it. That guy keeps on bullying me for being there. Just step out in faith. God will use you. Day in, day out, God's got the ball. Looking for people to use, you and I. And it's so exciting. Get ready, because today's a turning point. Whether you like it or not, God's going to use you day in, day out. Maybe the worship team wants to come and join me. Last point I want to make is that I was at a conference maybe again 10 years ago. Maybe a little bit less actually. I'm so inspired, so pumped up, so motivated. Yeah, God, use me. God, I'm going to change the world. God, I'm going to get this person saved. I'm going to invite this person to church. God, I'm going to do this. God, I'm going to do that. And it was awesome. It was incredible. So pumped up. We're on the way home. I see an ambulance on the side of the road. Paramedics doing CPR on this person. Wasn't looking good. And I remember this day. I remember this day so clearly. In the car, praying that prayer. God, use me. God, I'm ready to be used. God, I want to change the world. God spoke to me in that moment and said, do you have enough faith? Stop the car and go and pray. Wow. Never forget that moment. So full of steam. So excited, so pumped up. Ready to go. And God just said, yeah, okay. I'll take you up on that. I see you moving. And I wish the story ended like this. Got out of the car, prayed a prayer. That person came back to life. But at that moment, I wasn't at a point just yet where I was in the end zone. I was on a journey. I was open. I was moving, but I wasn't quite at that point where God could use me. And I feel like there might be some of you here today saying that's all good and well, great and well, Dave. That's awesome. That's great preaching. But I'm not there yet. That's okay. At that moment in time, I wasn't ready either. But you know what? We're all on a journey. And the end game is the end zone. God wants to get you to a place. It's okay where you're at now, but just keep moving towards that end zone. Keep running. Keep staying open. Keep moving. Keep building your faith up and God will use you. God will use you to do incredible things.
Hi, I'm Richard Kabacki and pastor of Lifehouse Church. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to this message and I hope and pray that you feel that it's added value to your life. My greatest desire is to see people develop a personal relationship with Jesus, which can begin by praying a very simple prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer right now, and if you'd like to begin that relationship, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I choose you as my only hope of being forgiven. Please come into my life and let me begin a relationship with you that will last for all eternity. If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to know about it and celebrate your fantastic decision. You can do that by sending an email to mydecision@lifehouse.com.au. We look forward to hearing from you.